أليسوني ماسوسو سوباتيرنتي بانغاترياس أليسوني ماس لأنه ليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وضيقتنا سواك. May I word it, we pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the time be the kingdom and the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Christos Isos Be.
Shlin if long iten is more in a pa Epshoins penno oti
prosevexa sne
kiria la iso
efni Choice of naughty people to crator. If you tempen choice open naughty, oh, open so tear. It's all oh, be a rest or sweet. For every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray the God have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayer of the saints for love and just get on our behalf at all.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask in the three dear goodness of love of man. And grant us to complete this holy day in all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising of enemies, hidden, and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy church that is yours. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة العدو
Amen.
soy cero chere di a de ta ko en de to mo e en ki es pa los bebe en hoblo
Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and you the goodness to love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants of all asleep, our Father, and our brethren.
Pray for our fallen, our brethren who have fallen asleep and reborn them in the faith of Christ in the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our father, the bishop, our father, the hegemon, our father, the priest, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our father, the laymen. And for the full repose of Christians, the Christ our God, may repose our souls in the paradise of joy, and
Lord have mercy.
Gracious, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture beside the waters, in the paradise of joy, in the place out of which you grieve, sorrow, and groaning have fled away. In the light of your sins, raise up their bodies also on the day which you have appointed according to your holy true promises, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen nor an ear had heard, neither have come upon the heart of man. ما أعددت يا الله لمحب اسمك القدوس لأنه لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو انتقال وإن كان لحقهم توانى تفريط كبشر وقد لبسوا جسدا وسكنوا في هذا العالم أنت كصالح ومحب البشر تفضل يا رب عبيدك المسيحيين الأرثوذكسيين في المسكونة كلها من مشارق الشمس إلى مغربها ومن الشمال آني إلى الجانب كل واحد باسمه كل واحد باسم يا رب نيحهم واغفر لهم فأنه ليس أحد طاهرا من دنس ولو كانت حياته يوما واحدا على الأرض أما هم يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم فنيحهم وليستحقوا ملكوت السماوات أما نحن كلنا فهبدنا كمال المسيحي الذي يرضيك أمامك وأعطيهم أيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كفة قديسك
يا رب
graciously accord, O Lord,
to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceeding blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the regions of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I ask the Lord and set a mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto your holy name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night.
Holy God, holy mighty, O martyr, who was born of the Virgin of Mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, O martyr, who arose from the dead and ascended into the heavens, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of the ages. Amen.
O
Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses.
O Lord, forgive us our sins and iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit for the sake of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name, our Father.
And brethren have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls.
O you who are without sin, O Lord, have mercy upon us, O Lord, who are without sin. Lord, help us, receive our supplications.
For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen.
This word you pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. To deliver from the evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In the Christos, Jesus, Bencho, Isamin, Alleluia, Sherinet, and Tio, Erotith, the Webis, Men, Ote, Parthims, and Say in vain, Timas, Notis, Mav, and Bechristos.
Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that you forgive us our sins.
Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may mercifully forgive us.
in our souls and forgive us our sins.
Ti parthenos Mariam, ti theotokos, ou apte brosotes et notin divigenus en teti metromi.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, you more than you forgive us our sins.
Cherene oti parthenos ti oro emi.
Salamu alaykum. أيها الصليب الذي حملوا الملك قسطنطين معه إلى الحرب وقتل البربر. الذي صلب على الصليب حتى خلص جنسنا ونحن أيضا فلنكرمه صريخ قائلين. لأنه مبارك المسيح إلهنا وصليبه المحيي للذي صلب عليه خلصنا من خطايانا. سلم مريم خني في أوين صاحب شوي سهوين آمين باسم الريت استوفي مبهريقون سلمون موتي إيروس خن بيجو إنتني جوجي تصوني أوو طائش فيري تابولي سمي يروساليم. الحقانية السلام لفقر جنسنا والتي لنا عمانوين. Marcus be apostolos, oh, be evangelistis, be miserichaniem, cap, and te be monogenes, noti. أخرجتنا من الظلمة إلى النور الحقيقي وأطعمتنا خبز الحياة الذي نزل من السماء. Share be evangelistis, share be apostolos, ava Marcos be seorim.
Praise the Lord on our behalf, O beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us.
Sherinako be martiro shere be choi gengene o shere be aslovoros be agios avamina.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O prize bearer.
صباح الربنا سلام لأبينا أم باب لا حبيب المسيح
pray the Lord on our behalf for my lords and fathers who love their children Abba Anthony Abba Paul that he may forgive us our sins only at Genomis me Beni Otis Oeb and Batrei Arshis Papa Abba Kirillos Bima So Bimenerit and Tempecheres Pray to the Lord on our behalf for Holy Father the Patriarch Abba Kirillos the Sixth that he may forgive us our sins
Segun khinemet shositara kin khito tashozen neptere tese otoko setoyem bareseno senseyon iben
Ask of him whom you have born our good Savior to take away our troubles and grant us his fear.
Barcelos te oro en mi elisini Sherep shosho te bengenos are egvo Nanin emano il tenti ohe Liben me
vioti eberos tati Seten ohoz naren benchot Sisos becherestos entifken in
To the Mother of the True, I will glorify your Saint, the Theotokos, who are brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to our Master, our King Christ, the Bride of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the Righteous, the Fairness of the Churches, and the Forgiveness of Sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity and one Godhead. We worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. So we by the prophets and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins.
Ten gosh te volakai ten te astasi sen te Amen.
افتقدنا بخلاصك وفلنا خطايانا
Thank you. temple, open the doors of the church.
Close the door and open God's house. Blessed are these people who were taught this commandment.
Are you Constantine, for you give life to the faith, for this is God, if you like, in the kingdom of heaven.
اشتهت الملكة هلال أن تنظر خشبة الصليب المقدس التي صلب السيد عليها، فلم تكل البتة، بل كانت تطلبه باشتياق واجتهاد حتى وجدته من أجل أمانتها. Queen Helen desired to see the holy wood of the cross on which the Lord was crucified. She longed for it diligently, and she did not rest because of her faith. She found it. This is the day of rejoicing in heaven and on earth for the appearance of the life-giving cross. We bow to the cross, the immortal wood on which Christ was crucified to save us from our sins. قامت الملكة هيلانا وأخذت معها 3,000 جندي ومضت إلى أورشليم لتطلب الصليب. فتشاور اليهود مع بعضهم قائلين: لو وصل الأمر إلى أن نموت كلنا لا نظهر الصليب. فصلى يهوذا قائلا: أيها الرب الإله الضابط الكل، رب السبأوت الجالس على الشاروبيم، اظهر لنا يا من قاس السماء بشبره والأرض بقبضته.
Show your cross for the glory of your holy name. When they dug, they found the 3 crosses, but they could not identify which one belonged to our Savior. At that hour, some people passed by while carrying a coffin. Judas ordered them to lay it down. On the coffin, they put the first cross, then the second cross, but the dead person did not rise. When they put the 3rd cross on the coffin, the dead person sat up. Queen Helen kneeled in worship. The people all together were crying and saying, "Blessed is the Lord Jesus and his life-giving cross on which he was crucified to save his people."
Hail to the cross, the sign of victory that was given to the Christians for strengthening. Hail to the cross, the tree lifted up to the heavens, whose sweet-smelling branches given life to everyone. Hail to the cross, the sign of salvation that Constantine saw shining in the heaven. Hail to the cross that was diligently sought by the Queen Helen until she found it along with the nails. Hail to the cross that was put in the bitter water, which was rendered sweet to quench the thirst of the faithful. Hail to the cross that deserved to be believed in by Isaac, the Samaritan, and those who were with him. Hail to the cross, the pride of Christians, on which the Lord was crucified to save his people. Hail to the cross, the lampstand of the pure gold in which the Lamb Emmanuel was lit. Hail to the cross, the wooden sculpture on which the blood of the Lamb was shed. Hail to the cross, the indispensable sign in the hand of the highest, like a decorated crown.
سلام للصليب الذي صلب الرب عليه فبسط يديه وجذب كل أحد إليه من قبل شجرة واحدة نفي آدم إلى خارج الفردوس ومن قبل الصليب عود الصليب المبارك رد إلى رتبته مرة أخرى، فلنسأل الرب المتحنن أن ينعم لنا بغفران خطايانا، له المجد دائما أبديا أمين. إفتى يطغار إما شو فس مرؤوت جئ فيون
نم بشيرين نم
Jesus Christ, our God, who sent to send Leon's holy apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see and not seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for I, for the see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of you, our saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord,
remember also our master have bidden us to remember and supplications and prayers which you offer up unto Lord our God's woes have already fallen asleep repose them who are sick. Heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, and the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Yeah.
الواسط للسماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا القديس ماري يوحنا الإنجيلي البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته سما علينا نور وجهك يا رب أعطيت سرورا لقلبي لأنك أنت وحدك يا رب أسكنتني على الرجاء الليل يا بلسد زين هو كم زنزن God Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory. رفعتم ابن الإنسان فحينئذ تفهمون إني أنا هو ولست أفعل شيئا من نفسي بل أتكلم بهذا كما علمني أبي والذي أرسلني هو معي ولم يتركني الآب وحدي لأني في كل حين أفعل ما يرضيه وبينما هو يتكلم بهذا آمن به كثيرون فقال يسوع لليهود الذين آمنوا به إنكم إن ثبتتم في كلامي فبالحقيقة تكونون تلاميذي وتعرفون الحق والحق يحرركم أجابوه إننا ذرية إبراهيم ولم نستعبد لأحد قط كيف تقول أنت إنكم تصيرون أحرارا أجابهم يسوع الحق الحق أقول لكم إن كل من يعمل الخطية هو عبد للخطية والعبد لا يبقى في البيت إلى الأبد أما الإبن فيبقى إلى الأبد فإن حرركم الإبن فبالحقيقة تكونون أحراراً. أنا عالم إنكم ذرية إبراهيم، لكنكم تطلبون أن تقتلوني لأن كلامي لا موضع له فيكم. أنا أتكلم بما رأيت عند أبي، وأنتم تعملون ما رأيتم عند أبيكم. أجاب أبونا هو إبراهيم. قال لهم يسوع: لو كنتم أولاد إبراهيم لكنتم تعملون أعمال إبراهيم، ولكنكم الآن تطلبون أن تقتلوني، وأنا إنسان قد كلمكم بالحق الذي سمعه من الله. هذا لم يعمله إبراهيم. أنتم تعملون أعمال أبيكم. فقالوا له: إننا لم نولد من زنا، لنا أب واحد وهو الله. فقال لهم يسوع: لو كان الله أبوك باكم لكنتم تحبونني، لأني خرجت من قبل الله وأتيت، لأني لم آت من نفسي بل ذاك أرسلني.
Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. We are celebrating today the Feast of the Cross, and we are celebrating twice during the year. If we talk about the cross, it means the sacrifice and the love. Equal cross, it's equal exactly the love, equal sacrifice. And if I wanted to explain the sacrifice and the love, we didn't reach the level of the love of the sacrifice, of this sacrifice. We can't. We couldn't. And I'm talking about myself. And the cross, in a way, if Jesus Christ said, if you want to be my disciple, so you have to take the cross exactly as I took it on my shoulder. So what is the way? How to do that? Sometimes I feel if there is a pain and there is a lot of circumstances happen and there is a lot of problem and troubles and we are under this pain. And as if we are talking to God, where are you? Question mark. And big question mark, are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? I can't really believe that you are here and you are not listening to what I'm talking about. Suffering, why I have to suffer in this world, in this life. And sometimes I feel the people come to me and in the confession say, like, Abuna, we don't want to like to talk again about God because it's too hard and too difficult to see how God is not listening to me. And as if he is not answering my prayers. Maybe like David when he said, إِلَى مَتَى يَا رَبِّ تَنْسَانِي, to when you are forgetting me. Let's go deeply through this part and moving beyond life's pain. Let's read a part from James from the first century. James said in his epistle, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." In this part only, we will know what is the purpose of the pain and why we have to suffer sometimes in this life. Six ways that my pain take me to the right way. First one is motivate me. God may use the pain to motivate me. Let's go to the prodigal son and let's see. There are three scenes. First one, younger, the son picked his bag and left. The second one, like he wasted everything he had and he was hungry. He tested the pain. That's scene number three that brought him to his senses and he said, I have to go back. Sometimes I have no pain, so I have no motivation to do anything. Sometimes I feel very lazy to do anything, and only the pain make like alarm to me, go, motivate. Like motivate me to go. For example, I will give you another example. There is many insurance. They did like, for example, a dental insurance. And sometimes the dental insurance, the dentist give us like two or three free cleaning of tooth. And they try to give me, like, for example, okay, let's do an appointment, have an appointment together in order to go and to clean your teeth. Like I'm sad, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do that because really, really, I don't like to go to the dentist. Until I feel a little bit pain, oh, I have to go now to the dentist. I have to run. And I'm calling the dentist, like, please, can I have an urgent appointment? Only motivation if I have pain. It's a way to go to God, to back to God. It's a way to motivate me to remember that I have to go to the doctor, to the physician, and I have to ask him to go back to him. Number two, God may use pain to guide me. In Hebrews 12:7, my troubles turned out all for the best. They forced me to learn from your textbook, Psalm 119. Another in Hebrew also, this is Psalm, sorry, Psalm 119. In Hebrew, let God train you, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. Whoever heard of the child who is never corrected? Hebrew 12:7. Another tool that God using also to teach me, it's a pain. Sometimes I feel that I have no experience. For example, if I compare between two, for example, like if I'm doing interview between two people, two youth people, they're already send their CV to a company and I'm doing an interview with them. I have to compare their experience between first one who, for example, like I feel that when I read the CV, his CV, he worked a lot. He suffered a lot in his work. He started his work very hard in the beginning, and after that, he improved himself due to this suffered. Another one, he just like, he loved the life, and he's doing nothing. I remember one day that I did an interview with someone, so I'm asking, just he like graduated from the university. So I asked him, what do you think, if you are now coming to work, what do you think about, for example, next year, what do you want to do? Like he said, I wanted to be a manager. After 1 year, you wanted to be a manager. What is your experience after the university? Sometimes this is what exactly God is doing with me. I have to go through some suffering, some pain to guide me to the right place. Give me more experience. This is a guidance. Another point, which is like we said, like we have 6 points. Another point, God may use a pain to protect me from a worse situation. In Psalm 38, I am about to fall and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. If I go to any physician, I said, what do you think about the pain? Like he said, thank God that we have pain in our life. Like, really? He said, yeah, for sure. You can imagine, for example, if you have infection and you have no fever, so what you will do? How do we know that you have an infection inside your life? How do I know, for example, that I have troubles, I have sins in my life without pain? Sometimes I feel like it's good for me. My life is very good. I have nothing. And only when God gives me pain, when I go through trouble, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, please help me. I know, I confess. That's why he said, I am about to fall and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity after the pain. Again, sometimes it's protect me from worse situation. I have pain and I have headache and I have fever and I go to the physician. I don't know what I have. Yeah, it's protect you from another infection that you have. That's why God is using also to pain to protect me from my sin, a war situation. Also, when I have pain, زي ما بيقولوا كده بالعربي يا ما دقت على الراس طبول. If I go through a lot of pain, a lot of troubles, make me more strong. If I pass through a lot of pain, for example, if I face any pain later on, it's nothing. So I feel it's nothing comparing from what I faced before and make me more strong. Whatever the circumstances, I become more strong than before. So every single trouble I pass through or pain I pass through, I be more strong. Let's do an example. A lot of people, especially the people, for example, they have like a lot of pain all the time. Sometimes I go to the people, for example, I visit many of them in the hospital, and I know there is like they are suffering. After a month, I told them like, okay, are you feel like it's good now? They said, no, the pain is same, but I feel much better because I can manage now myself with the pain. I think there is a physician name or something mean like pain management, right? So what they are doing, they are not giving you like any medications. No, you have to manage yourself now with your pain. How your body manage yourself with pain. It's exactly what we have to pay, like what we have to do. Sometimes when I have pain in my life, I manage myself now, I'm good, I'm strong enough. That's why, for example, when I go back to one of our patriarchs like Pope Shenouda, he's more strong. He was very strong. You can imagine that he was suffering to the last minute in his sermon. He was suffering to the last minute, and he can manage that. And he said to himself, what is the pain? Comparing with service, comparing with life, comparing with what? With the love of God. That's why when Abu Nabshoy Kamil, when he was suffering, he was looking always to the cross and said, what is compare my pain with your pain? How I can compare my pain with your pain? Your pain is a love. Your pain is a sacrifice. How I can do that? How I can compare my pain to you? I'm giving myself to you. Another thing also to the pain, like another example, if I wanted to train someone, for example, for a marathon. So I said to him, okay, let's go running. Let's go run now. 1 kilometer. After 1 kilometer, he breathing like, I can't take breath now. All my body now under pain. How I can do that? Like, you are stressing on me. But I have to stress again. Next day, run 2 kilometers. You are killing me. And after like month, he is running 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers, and he is now ready for a marathon. This is exactly what God is doing for me. Sometimes like he allowed like to go through pain. But he's preparing me for a big, the marathon. Number four, God may use pain to mature me. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:4. Also, the pain give me maturity. Like, after a lot of troubles in my life, I'm mature more. If I compare 3 years old kid with 3 years old and 30 years old, a man with a 30 years old is different. He is mature. The kid in the beginning, he was trying to walk and fall. And after that, he growing up and he tried to suffer a little bit with many things. In 30 years old, he is mature enough to do whatever he can do. Living with pain in a Christ-like way. In Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of cross. If I'm imitating God, I'm imitating him too in the suffer, because I wanted to take the same images that he gave it to me. He gave me this in the beginning to Adam, a pure image of God. But after my sin, it's like corrupted. Sometimes I suffered also to change myself too. I'm imitating God because I wanted to take the same image of him. Without pain, I will forget God. Maybe someone is like, he's telling me, no, you know what? It's never, we will never forget God. Unfortunately, we have a problem that in our humanity, it's always when we are lazy, so we are forgetting God. We are not remember that there is God. Pain is only sometimes give me a purpose to go and pray. When I feel suffered, it's only the way to push me to go and raise my heart, raise my hand and pray. When Jesus Christ, he hold a cross on his shoulder, like what he did, it wasn't the end, it was the beginning. It was the beginning of life. Therefore, let those who suffer according to this will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. 1 Peter 4:19. And whatever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Always remember that you are never alone. If you are holding a cross, if you are holding a pin, if you are holding anything, God is with you, is holding the same cross with you. He is only we are feeling that God is leaving us when we have pain. When we are holding this cross, we are feeling that God is not present. And sometimes we are crying. And sometimes we are very sad and mad also too from God. But believe that God is using that only for my best. And not leaving me, He's holding the cross also too with me. In Hosea 6, come and let us return to the Lord, for He has torn, but He will heal us. He has stricken, but He will bind us up. After 2 days He will revive us. On the third day He will raise us up, that we may live in the sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established at the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Finally, is preparing us for to see Him and to meet Him, seeing the invisible. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Seeing the invisible, seeing God, is a purpose that we have sometimes pain. That's why God. That's why Abuna Bishri Kamel, when he was talking about his sickness, he said, the cancer is a way to the heaven. He is a way to the heaven. I was asking, there is a priest, he was passed away from Maremor Oskilobatra. I think Abuna Mina. And Abuna Mina, he said that he was a priest for 7-8 years only. And I think that Abuna Dawood Lama, he said that what Abuna Mina did in 8 years, he's like more than Abuna Dawood did in 20s year. But I was talking to someone from Maremor Oskilobatra, and he said that Abuna Mina, he was always praying on the altar, please God, before thinking my soul, prepare me and give me a sign that this is a time of leaving the world. So after that, like after 7 years from his priesthood, he had a virus which is like too rare in the brain. And he was suffering. And after 7-8 months, he was very good after. He was healed and everything was good. So all the people, the congregation said to him like, Abuna, congratulations. But when he went to his father of confession, like his father of confession said, congratulations, Habibi. Like he said, Abuna, Khalas, the timeless. It's Khalas, the time is coming. Like he said, why? Like he said, this is a sign that God given to me because I have to leave the world. And after 3 months, he left. He passed away. It's only the sickness sometimes, and also too, the pain, it's preparing me to see God. Purify me. I said that in the last sermon on last Sunday. When the guy who is trying to purify the gold, he tried to put that on the fire. And he asked that no one should go inside the room to trouble him. He has to focus. And if we ask someone why you have to do that, he said, because there is a time I have to take off the gold from the fire. And there is a perfect time and I have to take it off from the fire. And when you ask this guy at what time you have to leave that to take off the gold, he said, when I see my face on the gold. This is exactly what we have to do. We have to remember the suffer. That's why the cross, when we are see the cross, when we are see Jesus Christ, he was on the cross and he suffered for me. Comparing that by my suffered, my pain is nothing, but I know that he's using the suffered and the pain to purify me like a gold, because he wanted to print his face on me. And I remember that Abu Nawas, he said he wrote a story about a guy who was, he had a cancer. That after that, Abu Nawas, he went to him. So the guy said, like, Abu Nawas, please pray for me because I wanted that God heal me. I can't believe that I have this sickness. Like, I can't do that. I can't endure that. Abu Nawas telling him, I will pray for you, Habib. And after maybe a year, like, he was healed. It was beautiful. Everything became normal for him. So Abu Nawas went to his house and he said, Mabruk, Habibi, congratulations. Like the guy said, Abu Nawas, please pray for me that God give me again the pain and this sick, and also to be sick again with the cancer. Abu Nawas was like surprised. Why, Habib? Why, I already pray for you that God heal you, and now you are telling me that I have to pray for you to come back again to be sick. Like he said, you can't imagine, Abu Nawas, how I gain a lot of things in this. I was looking to God all the time. This sickness purified me, and I changed. I became a different one, a different person. So that's why this is also the pain that we, this is the pain that we, that happened, that why God is using that. Conclusion, life does have both joy and pain, ease and hurt. Number two, whichever we experience today, let's guide, motivate, protect, and mature us. Let's take all the trouble that we have and pain to, for the benefit. Motivate me, protect me, or mature me. The last things, I have to remember that always God is here with us as we live our lives. We have to remember that He never leaving me. He is leaving me. I will tell you a word that I read it already in one of the fathers said. It is the same providence of God that on the one hand afflicts his people and on the other hand relieves them. It is the same spirit of God who both convict his children and at the same time comfort them. It is the same lordship of God that demands obedience and loyalty while also offering spiritual adoption. Here, he is our God. He's our merciful God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Emasho enje piminin tebi estadros ente isos de Christos sepuro penoti en ali sinos for greatly honored in the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ the King. Artu godli anna lahu karrama gidda. ليسوع المسيح الملك إلهنا
الحقيق
جفز مرعوت
جبيوت نم بشيرين بابن وما إسوع بتتري سجيك Ten oshtemos ten te ones.
Our Father, who art in heaven, banner.
Berusos, Isos, Benchus.
Receive the Holy Spirit who is in thee, or remit thou, remit it to them, and those which you retain shall be retained. And I الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة نغفر وخطايا الأرض تحرر كل رباطات الظلم. We ask and entreat to the goodness and love of mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, wrong to fault, indeed, in word, from faint-heartedness, do master who knows the weakness of one, the good and front of one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Barakna, tahirna, halina, halat sa'ir sha'bik, la'ana min khawfi qawamna ila iradatika s-saliha, la'ana kilam barak nusilaka lafuk al-magdu al-ikram raizya s-subun na'bika s-sarruha kudus la'ana kulawan ula daru dur. Ameen.
Kiriya la'isun, kiriya la'isun, kiriya Sona min alilu yazuk sabatri kayo ke agyob nev mati kanin kai Union on amin tino shevo lingo emon jeben choice Jesus be Christos Yaman soli ba'ala salib ishaq shaitan tahti aqdamna Suti emunu nainan kirileison 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 amin ismo eroi ismo eroi Simitan yakuni bulgun bi ismo
Christos pennuti
Amina sa shu
Orun de tire ne bonane te kirini semne non te kirin ka no vena ne voglio to te ti gombe un imbes un pi ama shaine amin la ma galna mustahaqqi an aqul bi shukr abana alladhi fis samawat وإن محبة الله لا يبدأ بالكل نحمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونفسه المسيح شركة ومهبة وعطي الروح لستكون معك مبتدون فيكم من أراد أن يمضي فليمضي بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين.